Yes, good morning. This is Brother Marlon calling in again. Yesterday I had a little bit of a lengthy session on faith, and I just wanted to make sure that was okay. It took me a little while to get through all the different aspects of faith, and I trust by God's grace that you understood most of it about as well as I do. God has me to know this tremendous trial, but I accept it by faith. Today I would like to just share a few things on grace. I find that grace is a very powerful thing. In Matthew 6:25, the scripture we're very familiar with, it says these words. It says, "Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns." And as you can see here, these things, and then also Google says, "Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin." God takes care of these little things. And we're His creation. And because we're His creation, we can have full assurance that He loves us, because He created us in the image of Him. And because of this, we can have full assurance in His grace. Also, another verse I want to just bring out is 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. "He said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather gather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessity, in persecution, in distress for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong." And I can say amen with my brother Paul there, who wrote those words in 2 Corinthians, that when I am weak, I really am strong. Why? Because it's God's grace. It's through faith that we believe in God. And when we, by faith, believe in God, He can pour grace out into our lives. Just a short definition of grace is pleasure, delight, loving kindness. When you think of, if you're married and have children, when you think of your children, it is your good pleasure to give them a good thing. It was God's good pleasure to give us salvation. It is God's delight. It would be your delight to give your son the desires of his heart. You don't want to give him all the desires of his heart, but the ones that you know are good for his good. It would be your delight to give it to him. And our Father in heaven is the same way to us, as He gently leads and guides us. And as we respond in faith, He pours grace into our life. I just want to share a very powerful example of what I'm trying to tell here. My wife died March 14th. And the weeks leading up to it, I knew it was going to take an absolute miracle for her to recover. And as that reality began to set in more and more, I began to struggle about the future. How am I going to raise my three children, age 5, well, at that time 4, 2, and a couple month old, they're now 5, 3, and 1. How am I going to be able to raise these children? And I would get this tremendous suffocating feeling. I would begin to panic. Anxiety would begin to rise up, and I didn't know how I was going to raise my children. I didn't know how I was going to go on. This went until the very last day, as she began to get worse and worse, and she was begging that Jesus would come take her home. Totally free of fear, she was so looking forward to going home and being with Jesus. Finally, about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I just asked her, "Hey, would you want me to pray for you that God would come and take you home? And shall I release you?" And At that time, she was still well enough to shake her head, yeah. So I, by faith, would pray to God, saying, Lord, take her home. And I released her in my own heart. I still had a tremendous struggle in my heart of how am I going to go on without my most beloved wife? How are my children going to respond without their mother? And I really had a battle. If I thought into the future, I really had a struggle. Around 6:30, almost 7 o'clock, I realized she's taken her last breath. And as I leaned over and realized her last breath had been drawn, that she was no longer here with me, I all of a sudden had a tremendous joy rise up in my heart. And I realized, I began to realize a new definition of grace. God's grace was not sufficient for what I was not in yet. Before my wife died, I did not have the grace to raise my family without her. Once she died, God gave me the grace, the joy, and the strength to go on. And I just want to clarify that God gave me the grace, the joy, and the strength, because anytime I come off of God, my weakness, I fall very fast. I have a hard time. But when I'm leaning on Jesus and just saying, Lord, it's yours, He gives me grace. He gave me grace, and it's just a practical application of if you're having a struggle in your life, if you're not sure, you know, which way to go and where to turn, and you're seeking God by faith, saying, Lord, give me direction. I can pretty much guarantee you, you will not have the grace to take the next step. You will not have the grace for the next step until you take the next step. Just as I did not have the grace to raise my children without my wife until my wife passed away. And then I had the grace. And God not only gave me grace, but He also gave me joy in my heart. He gave me a peace that passes all understanding. By faith, I looked to God, and He filled me with grace. Well, God bless you, and I hope you have a wonderful day, and continue looking to God by faith, trusting that He has your best in mind, trusting that He wants to show forth the fullness of His glory in you, the creation that He created for His own glory. Well, God bless you, and have a wonderful day.